Thank you, Brother Larry, my son-in-law. Praise God. Pastor asked me to fill in while he's over at the other class, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate Pastor and his family, and it's always a humbling thing to stand before God's people with the Word of God, and you come back if you're visiting. You need to hear Pastor Moore. That's who you need to hear. And he's a blessing and such an encouragement. And he's God's man. I'm so thankful for that. Take your Bible and go to Psalm 40 if you're able to stand. Stand with me if you're able. The title of the message, Lord, I Need You. Lord, I need you. And so Psalm 40. And I invite your attention to verse 17. We'll read down through here in a moment. Psalm 40, verse 17. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
All right, let's read out loud verse number 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, O my God. Pray with me if you will. Father, we are grateful and thankful that we have a God in heaven who cares and compassionate. And if we just call upon Him, Lord, You'll help us. And we are such needy people even this morning. I pray that You would help me to say all that You'd have me to say and to cut it straight. Oh God, I want to please You this morning. So I'd ask You to open our hearts, even my heart, Lord, this morning. Be with Pastor as he teaches Brother Sharon's class. And may You be with the Vacation Bible School. May You save another little boy like Greg Hardesty, Lord. Thank You for that. And we'll love You and pray, praise You, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The first psalm about David and his needs and how the Lord met them. And it's not so much even a psalm out of all difficulty and trials and temptations in life. But when you know the Lord is your Savior, and the older you get, you'll find out the more you need the Lord. But even for His presence and His guidance and His comfort. And so David is not mourning. He's just praising the Lord that he can go to the Lord and that he can get help that he needs. And it's a continual thing all the way until the Lord takes us home to heaven. Amen. So it may have been written during the difficult years of the exile in the beginning of his reign. But he knew the Lord was able to help him. Herbert Lockyer said this, "Have you discovered that you are poor and needy? And that the Lord is alone able to deliver you." Now, if you look at verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. David reached out to the Lord. If you missed Wednesday night, some of you are out of town, but it was a great message on prayer. And we needed that message. We need to pray more, don't we? And David reached out. He inclined there in verse number 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I'm thankful that we have a God in heaven that's standing by to hear us. Amen. And He's there when we need Him. He's a very present help in time of trouble and need. So David knew he could go to the Lord. Now look at verse 2. And He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And when you get saved, you get born again, you trust in the Lord, He will do that for you. Amen. Can I ask you this question? Has the Lord brought you up out of a horrible pit? Has the Lord taken you from the miry clay? Has He set your feet upon the rock? Is your rock upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He your rock? And has He established your going? Has He put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto our God? Many shall see it and fear the Lord and shall trust in the Lord. Have you trusted in the Lord as your Savior? If you trust in Him, it's not anybody else that can save you but the Lord. You need the Lord today if you have not trusted in the Lord. And so I hope you know how good He's been to you to die for your sins and shed His blood on the cross. He suffered as no one suffered. The Lord Jesus Christ gave it all. He did it all for you. He went up to Calvary's mountain and He finished what He set out to do. And He died and He was buried and then He arose again.
Amen.
For you. And for me, for all the world, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the only way you can go to heaven is if you trust with your heart, believe in the Lord Jesus from your heart. Amen. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'm glad for that verse right there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad for Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm thankful that I'm saved today.
Amen.
You want to be a good mama? You want to be a good daddy? The only way you can do that is if you trust in the Lord and get His help. We need the Lord. Amen. Lord, I need You to help me in this. So David knew this and he reached out. He needed the Lord. Jesus made a way. What's the way to heaven? He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me, Jesus said. I like what Lester Roloff said. He said, you turn right on 316 and you hit the freeway. That's what he said. You hit the freeway. John 3:16, hit the freeway, and it is free. Aren't you glad salvation is free?
Yeah.
It's free. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us.
Amen.
How about you? Have you trusted in the Lord for your salvation? You can't do anything to gain it. Then why would Jesus have to die on that cross? You know, people don't think they're bad enough to go to hell. But friends, we've all come short of the glory of God. I was telling Brian, I'm looking for another car. We've got our Tacoma. It's paid for. Praise the Lord. We're going to keep it. But I need another little second car. That way, if I have to go somewhere, Kathy can have another vehicle of some kind. Brian told me a couple that was available, but we went by the Nissan dealership. There's some guys standing out there. We didn't get out of the car. And they say, what's your budget? I said, that's none of your business. What do you want for the car? And I never did tell them. They said, well, what are you willing to pay, you know, and all of that. And he said, well, yeah, we don't have anything like that. You just best go on Facebook Marketplace. I have never had a Facebook account. I call it Book Face, you know. Need to get your face in the book. Amen.
Yep.
Get it off of that face thing. But I don't think my children even have a Facebook account. But he said, you need to go on Facebook Marketplace. I said, well, I don't have an account. And he just kept talking with me like, you need... And I said, well, I don't want to give them my information. I don't want to do that. And I said, well, yeah, everybody does it. They give me information. I said, well, what? He said, you just put John Doe in there or some fake name. Just make up some name and put, I said, sir, that'd be a lie. He said, well, that's okay. That's not a lie. You know, he just kept on going. I said, no, sir, that's a lie. And the other little man standing there, he said, yeah, that's a lie. But the thing is, it's just a little white lie. If it's a lie, it's a lie. I'm not going to put on there somebody that I'm not. That would be a lie. But see, what people fail to realize, I'm chasing this rabbit trail right here. People fail to realize that our sin, our lies, our iniquity, our transgressions put Jesus on the cross. And He shed His blood for sinners. And so thank God we have a Savior. And that the only way that you can get your sins forgiven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, He says in verse 2, He brought me up out of a horrible pit and the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord what? His trust. And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. So we need the Lord as our Savior. We need the Lord in good times and in bad times. We need Him for direction. As a saved person, we need Him for comfort. And there's somebody, everybody in this room has some sort of need. There's something that you need, whether it's physical, financial, marital, or whatever. Spiritual. We all have needs. People are needy people. People need the Lord. And so, Lord, we need You. So we need to stay humble. And we need the Lord. I need the Lord to stay humble. I love the verse. I'll just read it to you. I won't, for sake of time. This has probably become my life's verse at this stage in my life, our twilight years, I guess. I love this verse. And people say, what are you doing? Or what's your goals? Or what do you see for the future? It's right here in this verse. It's Micah 6:8. It says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk what? Humbly with thy God. And if I keep that, that'll keep me busy the rest of my life right there. Walking humbly with the Lord. Now we need the Lord to stay humble, and we need the Lord to be real and compassionate and have humility. We just don't have it. Every time I look in the mirror, how could the Lord allow you to be used or loved? How can I be loved of the Lord? When I look in the mirror, I say, Lord, I just don't have it. I just don't have it. Can I tell you this? None of us are up for re-election. I think it was Mike Blair that used to say, we're not worth the powder that would blow us away. You know, it's true, folks. We're just sinners and we have nothing to boast in except Jesus Christ. We need to stay humble. And he says this in verse 4, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord. We need the Lord to help us to continue to be a witness, to keep telling people, keep telling others of Jesus Christ. We need Him for getting the gospel out. Grab some of these tracts over here in the back. My wife grabbed a bunch today, and you never know. You go through the drive-thru at In-N-Out Burger. Just give them a tract, give it to your neighbors, or invite people to the church. Invite them to the Lord. Ask the Lord to put people in your midst to be a witness to the outcast. You know what I find as you go to Walmart? There's a lot of folks that they're outcast or down and outs. Just to be blunt, you would look on the outward, and we're not supposed to look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart, but it's just ugly to look upon. Maybe they're blemished. Maybe they're torn. Maybe they're just odd. But can I tell you this? I said that to say this. Sometimes those are the very people that are the most receptive. Amen. And they need Jesus Christ. They need hope. They need the Lord. And so don't pass over those people. And they're maybe the Lord brought you to give them the good news and the gospel. And of course, the Lord's the only one that can save them, but He uses us. Praise the Lord. And the opposite is true. Brother David, sometimes you'll go into a place of business or whatever, and there's executives, there's people with great wealth or whatever. You know, those people are miserable. A lot of times they're drowning in fear, and just, it's not what it appears to be. Money can't satisfy you. Amen. Yeah. It won't bring you lasting joy, and silver or gold won't save your soul. And so don't pass over those, the elite and the executives. Sometimes they will open up and they'll put it in their pocket, you know, and go home maybe and read the gospel and bow their head and be saved. Sometimes the Lord will see fit to use you. Go to Luke real quick. Luke 19. I told my wife, if the Lord can use a donkey, He can use me. And He can use you. In Luke 19, I'm looking for verse 29 here. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. And it came to pass, when He was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, He sent two of His disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord what? Hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as He had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as He went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when He was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. We'll read one more verse. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto Him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And so the Lord does see fit to use things. He uses people. He can use us. Amen. We need Him. I don't know if it's the best way to say it. He needs us. At times He needs us. He's Almighty God, friends. He doesn't need us. But He allows us to be used. That's a better way to say it. Amen. So we need the Lord. Oh, back in Psalm 40, let's read down through here. He's praising the Lord. Many, O Lord, my God, are Thy wonderful works which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. We can't thank Him enough, can we? Verse 6, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse, I believe it's 5 and 6, quotes this. It's not by the blood of bulls and goats that you can be saved. So this is a, they call it a messianic psalm. It talks about Jesus here, hundreds of years before the New Testament, verse in Hebrews, you can see the crucifixion. Oh, what a picture of the crucifixion in Psalm 22, right? So, really, It's not just in one chapter. You can find salvation through Jesus Christ from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's in the volume of the book. Jeremiah talks about that roll, and you'll see Jesus all through the Bible. He says in verse 7, Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written for me. Hey, the book's written for you, and this book is the written word, and Jesus is what? The living word, and Jesus is for you. And there's no other way of salvation but Jesus. There are not 1,000 other ways or 100 other ways. There's one way. Look unto Him and be saved. And so look over here in verse 8. I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness. Well, in one sense, we're all preachers. We should all be sharing the gospel, Seth. We should all be having a testimony to bring others to Christ like someone brought us to Christ. Amen? Sharing that gospel. But if we're going to do that, listen, we need the Lord to do that. He says, I have not hid, verse 10, Thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared Thy faithfulness. Aren't you thankful for God's faithfulness? Amen. Friends, He's faithful. We're not. I'm thankful for Thy salvation, and I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. So David's praising the Lord, and he's thankful for what the Lord has done. Withhold not Thou Thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let Thy loving kindness and Thy truth continually preserve me. We were talking about this this morning. Brother Jackson, you know, once you're saved, you're always saved. Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You're safe in the Lord. Amen. He's got you. And He'll not cast you out. And so we need the Lord for that too. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies. He continually preserves me. Verse 12, for innumerable evils have compassed me about, my iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up, and they are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Friends, if you're doing anything for the Lord, the old devil's going to be after you, and you're going to have enemies. Amen. You're going to have enemies. It's not so much that they hate you, they hate the Lord. What are you trying to say here? We need the Lord. I need the Lord to fight my enemies. Amen. I need the Lord to think upon me, because there's people that don't like you just because you stand for what Jesus stands for. So, stay humble. Let the Lord help you fight your battles. Let Him do it. We need God's help. I love Psalm 121. Go there. If you will hold your place there in 40 and 121. How long has it been since you did this? Psalm 121. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my what? Help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We need the Lord to fight our battles. We need the Lord to hear our prayers. And we just can't, hey, you cannot live, move, or have your being without the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord. And friends, we all need the Lord, don't we? People say people need the Lord. That's a true statement. Where would you be without the Lord? When you go through things and trials and temptations and things in your life, you need the Lord. So, that song we sang this morning, Brother Larry, you sang, I appreciate you doing it. It was written by Annie S. Hawks in 1872, I Need Thee Every Hour. She was a housewife. Her pastor was Robert Lowry. Hawks wrote the stanzas, and the pastor, Lowry, wrote the refrain and the music. Now, it kind of summarized this chapter as well. It was written out of love and joy. And I think that's David's heart. As he pens. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, but he uses men of God, holy men of God, to pen it down. And David was in that exile, maybe the early years of his reign, and he was just overflowing with praise, with thanksgiving, but yet he knew he needed the Lord. It was written out of love and joy rather than sorrow. It was so comforting. It was first sung in 1872 at a Baptist Sunday School Association in Cincinnati, Ohio. And so when you think of that, you think of this chapter, meaning, what was the meaning of it? It shows our constant, get that, constant need for God's presence and guidance. You say, I've been saved a long time, Pastor. Well, you still need God's presence and God's guidance.
That's right.
And you still need His comfort every day, right? I need Thee every hour, most gracious God. So it wasn't like some of the other hymns, like It Is Well that was written out of tragedy when people died. And you know, as a Christian, if you live long enough, you will have tragedy. Can I get an amen right there?
Amen.
I think of Martha and Victor. They lost a daughter to heaven prematurely, cut off, flew away. She's in heaven now.
Amen.
My dad was 92. He's in heaven. He had a good old age life. He's like Abraham. You know, he knew the Lord. In fact, he was praying. He was praying that God would take him home. He was ready to see he was ready to see Jesus. He got tired. I was talking to Brother Manise back there, and I said, the Lord's coming soon. You know what Brother Manise said? He said, I wish He'd come soon. Sooner, yeah, I'm ready. You know, just sooner the better. You know, because he's got his eyes on Jesus. And friends, whether you're young or old or in between, we still need the Lord for His presence and guidance, for us finding peace and joy in pain. Joy in pain. I dug this out of my grandfather's Bible, Oscar Hardesty. And my grandmother wrote this. And she was... She died May 19th, 1976. Her name was Dorothy Virginia. She was a Holzclaw, but she married a Hardesty, my granddad. And she was born July 6, 1909. That's my grandmother. I remember she was a sweet Christian lady. And this was in her husband, my granddad's Bible. And I thought it kind of fit. Because I was talking about, you know, how we need to not pass anybody by and everybody needs the Lord. Listen to this. She wrote this, my grandmother. Pray, don't find fault with the man who limps. Don't find fault with the man who limps or stumbles along the road. Unless you have worn the shoes he wears, or struggled beneath his load. There may be tacks in his shoes that hurt, though hidden away from view. Or the burdens he bears might cause you to stumble too. Don't sneer at the man who is down today, unless you have felt the blow that caused his fall, or felt the shame that only the fallen know.
Amen.
You may be strong, but still the blow that were his, if dealt to you in the same self way, at the same self time, might cause you to stagger too. Don't be too harsh with the man who sins, unless you're sure, yea, double sure, that you have not sins of your own.
Amen.
For you know, perhaps, if the tempter's voice should whisper as soft to you as it did to him when he went astray, 'twould cause you to falter too. My grandmother wrote that. And you know, sometimes I've always said for many years, it takes some people longer than others to make a U-turn on the fool's highway. And so be careful of that mote that's in your eye or my eye. We want to pluck out the mote from the other man's eye. We got enough to worry about with our own, don't we? We got enough to sweep up around our own doorstep. So be careful of that. We're poor and needy. He says back in Psalm 40, if you'll see this, verse 16, let all those that seek thee rejoice, be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help. I'm thankful for that. And my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. He was probably going through some trials, but he had seen, Brother David, he had seen when he had needs, the Lord met his needs. The Lord took care of him. And I'm so thankful for that. We got about 4 minutes or so. I'm basically done, but have you ever heard of Patch the Pirate? Ron Hamilton, the Ron Hamilton family, Ron and Shelley Hamilton. I didn't know this, but Ron Hamilton wrote over 1,000 songs. He died recently. I think he was around 71, 72, something like that. He was diagnosed cancer in his eye. And that's why he wore the patch. They called him Patch the Pirate. Oh, by the way, he wrote 20 Christmas musicals with the gospel. No telling how many songs for children, you know, work with children. But he was diagnosed cancer in his eye. They had to do away with that, I guess. But he wrote the song, Rejoice in the Lord. How's it go? He makes no mistakes. He knoweth the end of what? Each path that I take. What's the rest of it? When I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. So he knew a little bit about this. How he needed the Lord to keep him going. He also wrote one. I was going to have Larry sing this, but I didn't want to put him on the spot. I don't really want to sing it, but I'm going to ask the Lord. This is another one he wrote. Sometimes when life seems gentle and blessings flood my way, I turn my gaze away from you, and I soon forget to pray. Isn't that what happens to us? Amen. When the blessings are just coming in, you know. I soon forget to pray, but when the sky grows darker and courage turns to fear, my anxious voice cries upward with words you long to hear. Then there's another verse. Lord, help me to remember, I'm weak, but you are strong. I cannot sing apart from you, for Lord, you are my song. Although I'm prone to wonder and boast in all I do, Lord, keep my eyes turned upward so I depend on you. And then the song goes like this. Lord, I need you. When the sea of life is calm, oh Lord, I need you. When the wind is blowing strong, whether trials come or cease. Whew. Keep me always on my knees. Keep me always on my knees. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I think that was David's heart. That was God's heart for us. In Psalm 40, and let's read it. Let's stand together and read that last, that verse 17, I believe it is. Let's read it out loud together again. Ready? Psalm 40, 17, and we'll be dismissed. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. You say, I don't have any need, Pastor. Well, it's true. God will supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But you need the Lord. Amen. You say, I don't have anything right now pressing. Hang on a little while. The older we get, what I see, the more I need the Lord. You're dismissed. God bless you.